beautiful Easter morning. Our Lord is risen, something truly to be celebrated. We don't have a lot of announcements this morning, but I do want to ask that everyone please remember Ramey Ellis. This is Rosemary's son. He was in a motorcycle accident, and I believe he's in Saginaw in a hospital. Not sure exactly how serious, but obviously, you know, got to keep him in prayer for healing, and Rosemary as well. Like to thank the Hobson family and also Rosemary Ellis, the flowers, beautiful flowers, in memory of Ray Ellis, and from the Hobson family, in memory of Harold and Maxine Hobson and Mary Jane Hobson Berry. And they do indeed look beautiful, along with all these wonderful lilies. Our sanctuary is very, very festive, very nice, reflecting Easter. I think this morning, we've had quite a full morning. I see the young ladies of the interpretive choir are here. That's always wonderful. And we're going to have special music. Kylie Haynes is going to sing for us. And we're really glad to see Linda's face. Linda Schramm, there she is, that she's feeling well enough to be back here with us. It's good to see you, Linda, and that's a blessing. Okay. All right, we will move. Anybody else have a prayer concern or a Thanksgiving that I don't have a card on? No? Okay. All righty. Moving into the birthdays, it's April, and we have four birthdays. Cheyenne Johnson on April 1st, Dorothy Wilson, April 5th, Abby Bowerman, April 6th, and Jacob Lisecki, April 8th. So let's sing happy birthday to these folks that are celebrating this week. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And we have two anniversaries. April 2nd was Zach and Abby Bowerman, and April 3rd, Levi and Stephanie Wilson. So we'll sing happy birthday to those folks. Abby, how many years are you guys married?
Seven.
Seven, wow. I remember when you got married, we had snow that day. But all in the same, a beautiful day. And happy anniversary, guys. Have just a little time, so I will call your attention to our next birthday potluck will be held on May 7th, okay? And we're doing it the first Sunday of the month because Mother's Day is the next. Trustee meeting rescheduled to this Tuesday, April 11th at 6:30. Tuesday Bible study is not meeting this week, but does resume April 18th. And, guys, mark your calendars. We just saw a terrible amount of stuff down there on the highway. It looks like something fell off of a truck or something, scattered all over the highway. But we're going to be doing our Adopt-a-Highway Sunday, April 16th. Volunteers to meet with Richard Stone at 1 o'clock to get your vests and instructions. We do need some younger folks to help us out. So anybody that is so inclined, and hopefully by then it'll be dry out there. We won't need waders to, you know, go out there. It's been quite wet. All right. Okay. I guess then we will just... Yes. Yes, we will have the choir sing, "Surely the Presence of the Lord." I'd like to invite the acolytes to come forward, please, and light our candles. And please quiet your hearts and your minds as we prepare for service. Not quite yet. We sing again. Okay, go ahead.
Shall we?
Go
All
ahead,
right.
Yes.
We're going to do hallelujah. Oh, yeah, this is a very heavy half over here. You know, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Do we know it together? All right, we'll start here this side, hallelujah. This side, praise ye the Lord. So, all right, I'm on this side. Oops, sorry. Come with me, bud. We need some help over here. Hallelujah.
To welcome our radio audience in to this Easter Sunday morning. Welcome to the Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go, make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Lisa Clark will be bringing us our morning message, and my name is Amy Henderson. I am the liturgist for this morning. Our first praise song is number 3105, In Christ Alone. I'd like to ask the congregation to stand as they are able to do so.
Thank you.
Amen. That's very true. Our call to worship this morning, the congregational response is in the bold-faced type in our bulletins. Christ is alive.
Moving among the living.
Christ is risen.
Inviting us to rise in fullness of life.
Christ is calling.
Proclaiming life and hope for all.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray this day and thank you for our risen Christ. Enter our worship and our hearts this day as you live and move among us. Remind us to proclaim and live the life you offer. Inspire us to walk as children of your resurrection each and every day. Amen and amen.
Our opening hymn this morning is number 302. Christ the Lord is risen today. Please be seated. We have an Easter reading here this morning. It is entitled, Healing at the Cross. We know when Jesus was crucified upon the wooden cross, Our every sin was laid upon him, all for loving the lost. And we know that when he rose again, he conquered death and hell. Through his resurrection, we have eternal life as well. For this we praise our gracious Lord and thank him for his love. For we could never have had this hope if it wasn't for his spilled blood. But we can know his resurrection power right now while we are here. For we can come to the cross of Christ and lay our burdens there. For everything that may hold us back, the hurts from yesterday, at the foot of the cross we lay it down and then just walk away. For I believe that there is healing at the cross of Christ. We do not need to carry these loads, for they've all been crucified. Receive from Jesus the healing you need for your spirit, body, and soul. Then you can arise, freed from your past, to walk completely whole. For what he accomplished on the cross goes on into eternity. Just reach out your hand, and he will too, and receive his victory. I'd like to invite our interpretive choir to come forward now. They have a presentation for us.
There are days when I wake up and my faith is cold and tired, and the light feels so dim. Too scared to move and walk out of this tomb. Buried underneath the lies that you believed. Safe and sound, stuck in the ground, too lost to be found. Your choice to see, and it's time.
Rise up, rise up, oh, 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 oh.
Beautiful, beautiful presentation by these young ladies. Indeed, Christ has risen up for all of us. Next, we will have special music by Kylie Haynes.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name, cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I see heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, the circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee. Jesus' name, I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I speak the name.
Thank you so very much, Kylie. That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you for sharing the gift of your beautiful voice with us. Our Old Testament reading this morning is Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2, and 14 through 24. And this is from the New International Version of the Bible. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He becomes my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word. Our choir anthem this morning is entitled, Because He Lives.
Amen. This is our prayer time, and there are many that we've mentioned already, some in the bottom of your bulletin and others on our hearts. Are there unspoken needs in the room this morning? The Lord sees those hands. He knows your heart. Let us bow before Him this morning. Gracious Lord, come into our presence, Lord, and see the joy that fills our hearts this day, knowing our Savior is risen, knowing what that means for us. Lord, embracing you and embracing the beautiful sunshine of the day you've provided. We thank you for hearing our needs, knowing what we need. We thank you for looking into our hearts for each one of those unspoken needs. Lord, for those that need to know you, we offer up a prayer this day that those who don't know you will seek and search you out and know that you are there for every single one of us, that you shed your precious blood for every one of us. And today we celebrate your resurrection, and we celebrate what that means for all of us. Thank you, Lord, that out of your great love, you have come into our worship. You have come into our lives. And I pray, Lord, that you will feed into our hearts, our ears, our minds this day all that you would have for us to absorb and take from here, that when we go, Lord, we will have just an extra piece of you in our lives. We'll go out with a mission in mind and go out, Lord, with a plan to serve and love as you have loved us. For those that are on our hearts today, Lord, we lift them before your throne of grace. For those that we've prayed for earlier, those we've been praying for all week. Lord, for those that are listening in today on this beautiful Easter Sunday morning. For those that have already worshiped earlier and are here worshiping again, we ask for a special blessing. Lord, we give you thanks for paying a price that we could not have paid, for giving us grace, giving us hope, and sharing your love. In all these things, we pray these words together that Jesus taught us and his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Our hymn of preparation, you can find it in your hymn book or on the screens, 322. Up from the grave he arose.
Thank you.
morning. Our scripture reading this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 20. If you'd like to follow along in your Bibles, John chapter 20. You can find that also in Matthew 28. You can find it similar in other of the Gospels, but this is the one I chose for this morning, John 20, verses 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen laying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They did not understand from the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look at the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They had taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize that it was him. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him, and I'll get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni, Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word, the word of God for the people of God. Because he lives. Because he lives. We've sang it this morning. Some of you have been here since early morning, and you sang it then probably too, about Jesus' resurrection. I never read those scriptures without thinking what it must have been like. I don't know if you do the same thing, kind of like when I'm reading a real book, you know, regular or other books, you know, even if it's fiction, you try to picture the places, don't you? They try to, if you're a good author, you're going to depict in words what the scenery is like and what's going on at that time and what's around you. I always think about the women running to the tomb, feeling like they wanted to get there before anyone else so they could do the anointing that was necessary and all of the tasks that were so much part of their burial rituals. This was a different kind of burial. They had seen this horrific, horrific day. It's been a long 3 days, hasn't it? It was a really long 3 days for them as well. Thinking back before we move on, thinking back to Maundy Thursday, we talked about the Last Supper and Jesus' last words, his last instructions, how important that is. When someone we love passes, you know, I know different people in my lives, you try to think of your last conversation, or the last words, you know, the last things that you spoke, and they're just very important things usually. They leave lasting memories. and you treasure those. Well, I think even though I want to call it chaos on Monday, Thursday, their Last Supper, because we had over here disciples arguing about who was going to get to sit next to him and who was the most important. And we had all kinds of things, scenarios going on around that table. We had Judas that Jesus knew was going to betray him in just a few moments. A lot of things going on around that table. And then we move on to Good Friday and we think about the trial, the cross, the scourging, the blood, the ugly. And you can't help but think, what if that was my best friend or my dad or my brother, somebody I love that I knew intimately, that I had grew up with and walked with and learned from, who I knew was the best person I knew, who I knew had never done anything wrong to hurt anybody, and watching what had to happen to him. It's draining, isn't it, when you go through an emotional time like that? It's just draining. It's exhausting. It's heart-wrenching. Jesus went through all he went through on Friday. And then Joseph of Arimathea offers up a tomb that he owns, a tomb where Jesus' body can be laid. And they take him down from that cross after he dies. And we went over all of that on Good Friday. Jesus is laid in the tomb, and there's certain things that happen when you're laid in a tomb in that day and that age and that culture. There was a ritual, and there was anointing to be done, and there was cleansing to be done, and there was a whole lot that they were required to do. And the women wanted to be the first ones there on Sunday morning. I can't even imagine what was going on the day before, because I think their heads were probably spinning, trying to figure out what just happened here. What's going to happen now? What does that mean for us? Where is all that teaching gotten us? And where is all that learning gotten us? And where is all that knowledge? What are we going to do with all of this? You know, I also was thinking, you know, Hollis and I watch, we have certain favorite shows, and when we get a chance to watch TV, we usually, it might be a week late when we get to watch it, but you know, if we're watching one of the cop shows especially, you know, if they bring in somebody that they're having that's a suspect, and they take them in an interrogation room, it's pretty brutal, really. They're pretty, you know, pretty direct, pretty pointed at that person. And Jesus went through a trial that was probably even worse than that. He went through a grueling time where they made fun of him and spat on him and took his clothes and ripped them up and shared them so they could cast lots. And they tried to put him through every humiliating thing that they could possibly put him through. All this had to be going through their minds all during the Saturday, day between. And then I believe that the women got to the tomb and were the messengers. And it always touches my heart when I read the part where he says, Mary. Because we know that when our loved one says our name, they say it a certain way, don't they? And we recognize it. And we know immediately who it is. And even though she looked right at this man that she thought was the gardener, because she knew Jesus was dead, she'd witnessed it, she'd been there. The minute he said, Mary, she knew who it was. So just like one of those cop shows, we think about, usually the person that's being accused will say, I'll tell you this, but what are you going to do for me? Isn't that always part of it? What are you going to do for me? So Jesus offered himself up. He didn't complain. He didn't try to plead his case. He allowed this to happen because he knew it was the Father's will. He had already said, Father, if there's any way, if there's another way, but there wasn't. So one of Jesus' friends around that table betrayed him, and we know that that hurts. The others were arguing because they wanted to be the best at the table, and they wanted to be right next to him in place of honor. And he had to be disappointed in that. And all the while, you know, all of this confusion is going on. Jesus is thinking about you, and he's thinking about me. And he's thinking about what must be done. Have you ever been in that situation where you knew the thing you had to do was one of the hardest things you have ever had to do? Jesus took on the sins of mankind. Past, present, future. He took on the sins of all the mistakes you and I have ever made, ever will make. He paid the price. And now what is he doing for us? What's that mean for us? It means that you don't have to wallow in regret for the rest of your life. It means that we get to brush ourselves off and put one foot in front of the other and keep moving forward every single day. It means that even though we know we've made enormous mistakes, we don't live in regret. We don't have to. You think of a trial in a courtroom and you think of being accused. I think of standing in front of the judge and Satan is saying, you know what she did? You won't even believe what she did. And Jesus steps in between and says, I don't even want to hear it. I've already paid the price. I've already covered that. He's doing that for every single one of you. He's already paid the price. Whatever Satan's accusing you of today, whatever he's accused you of in the past, or maybe tomorrow. Because I'm going to tell you, some of the highest highs that I've had in my Christian walk and my Christian life, and I think Hollis can attest to that too, when you're on a spiritual high, sometimes that's when Satan's after you big time. He don't want you to stay in that high. He wants to bring you back down. So we are on that high today, but I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but what I do know is because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, he holds the future. And it's worth the living just because we know he lives. He rose again to prove to you death will have no hold on him. We don't have a lot of control over things in life and certainly not over death, but he does. We know the one that does. He didn't stay in the grave. And as many of you have seen that meme maybe on Facebook or other social media, he didn't stay in the grave, and he won't stay gone either. He'll be back. You can count on it because he promised. He doesn't make a promise that he doesn't keep. So today we are in celebration, even after all of the ugly of those days prior to today. It's for a purpose. And you probably see it in your own life. Some, you've gone through ugly too, haven't you? There's been ugly, ugly days where you think, oh my gosh, I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. And a wonderful lady I used to work with always would say, this too shall pass. And I always thought, quit saying that. But it is so true, this too. We won't stay in that spot because God has a plan for our lives to help us move forward. Even in the midst of grief, even in the midst of bad days, he helps us move forward. And because he lives, we will face tomorrow with the same victory that he has shown you in his resurrection. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your resurrection power because you live. We too get to live. And we get to serve and we get to honor you with every bit of our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood. In your holiest of holy names, amen and amen. We can have our ushers come forward. We're going to have our morning offerings and gifts to the Lord. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to give back just a portion of what you deserve. Lord, all we have is only because of you. So, Lord, we offer these things back before your throne of grace that they might be used to bless others and to do your work and build your kingdom. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. Our closing hymn is 304 on the screens and also in your hymn book. Easter people, raise your voices.
Thank you.
Go and proclaim the risen Christ. Go and live as the risen children of God. Go and be Easter people, people filled with hope and life and love for all of the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's close by singing Blessed Be the Tie That Binds.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, a fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. Amen.
Amen. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed day.